Foresight Residential Limited, 14 Otley Road. 14 Otley Road, Harrogate, North Yorkshire, HG2 0DN. Telephone 01423 500 700. Website www.4sr, that's the number 4, the letter S, the letter R, .co.uk. Care Quality Commission. CQC is the independent regulator of all health and social care in England. We are given powers by the government to register, monitor, and inspect all health and care services. Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. Inspection summary. CQC carried out an inspection of this care service on the 23rd of April and 2nd of May, 2018. This is a summary of what we found. Overall rating for this service requires improvement. Is the service safe? Requires improvement. Is the service effective? Requires improvement. Is the service caring? Good. Is the service responsive? Good. Is the service well led? Requires improvement. We inspected Foresight Residential Limited, 14 Otley Road, on the 23rd of April and 2nd of May, 2018. Day 1 was unannounced, and we told the provider we would be visiting on the second day. At the last inspection in February 2017, we found the provider had breached two regulations associated with the Health and Social Care Act 2008, Regulated Activities, Regulations 2014. These related to evidence that people's capacity had been assessed and the oversight of the home. The provider submitted an action plan and has met with us on 3 occasions since the last inspection. A continuing breach of Regulation 17, Good Governance, was found at this inspection. You can see what action we have told the provider to take at the end of this report. The rating remains unchanged at Requires Improvement. This is the second time the service has been rated Requires Improvement. We will meet with the provider outside of the inspection process to understand what actions they will take to improve their overall rating to good. The service is a care home. People in care homes receive accommodation and nursing or personal care as a single package under one contractual agreement. CQC regulates both the premises and the care provided, and both were looked at during this inspection. Up to 13 people can be accommodated. 10 people lived at the service when we inspected. People between the ages of 18 and 64 live in the service who have a sensory impairment and/or a learning disability or autism. Some people also have mobility needs. The service is developing in line with the values that underpin the Registering the Right Support and other best practice guidance. These values include choice, promotion of independence, and inclusion. People with learning disabilities and autism using the service can live as ordinary a life as any citizen. 2 registered managers were new in post since the last inspection, who shared responsibility for the service. A registered manager is a person who has registered with the Care Quality Commission to manage the service. Like registered providers, they are registered persons. Registered persons have legal responsibility for meeting the requirements in the Health and Social Care Act 2008 and associated regulations about how the service is run. People and staff felt the support from the registered managers, deputy and senior care workers was positive. People and staff were more confident and told us they felt able to speak up about concerns or ideas they may have to improve the service they received. We observed people looking relaxed and fully involved in their own care and support. The provider had not ensured that systems were properly established which are required to keep people safe and to enable them to receive a quality service. For example, health and safety systems, risk assessment tools, records relating to the Mental Capacity Act, and accident incident procedures. The registered managers did not have the resources, skills, and support to implement all that was delegated from the provider to sufficiently improve the service and demonstrate sustained improvements. The provider has confirmed following the inspection they will take appropriate action to address these concerns. People and their families told us they felt safe using the service, and we saw day-to-day checks and servicing of the building and equipment had occurred to support this. All staff understood how to protect people from avoidable harm and knew how to raise concerns if they saw signs of abuse. Appropriate systems were in place for the management of medicines so people received their medicines safely. People told us there were not enough staff on duty to meet people's needs. We found safe recruitment and selection procedures were in place, which the provider needed to ensure were followed consistently. Staff felt confident they had the skills to deliver safe and effective support. We saw the training they required was not always up to date. The registered managers had a plan in place to ensure this was rectified. We saw improvements had been made around the culture of the service. Focus had been to support and recruit the right members of staff who understood what person-centred care looked like and who were willing to ensure people received a person-centred service. This had been successful and people told us they received support in the way they preferred and that they enjoyed feeling relaxed in their own home. People had better access to community activities and staff had enabled people to develop and maintain their independence. People received support from staff who treated them with dignity and respect and who displayed a caring, compassionate attitude. People were supported to have maximum choice and control of their lives, and staff supported them in the least restrictive way possible. The policies and systems in the service supported this practice. People were supported to maintain their health, including their nutritional needs and the support of healthcare professionals. Better records were needed to evidence the support provided to monitor progress of specific health needs. The service continues to make improvements, and the registered managers were keen to listen to feedback from people and their relatives to influence how continuous improvements could be achieved. You can ask your care service for the full report or find it on our website at www.cqc.org.uk. or by telephoning 03000 616161. End of recording.